This is FAQ with Chris Knight.
Our FAQ questions are for Dean Lotto of Pines Power Sports Marine. Let's talk about service, because we've got a lot of rallies coming up right now. You want to make sure your machine's in top performance.
You know what? Lots of guys are out riding. The trails are in as good a shape as possible. Guys are out trail riding, getting ready for the rally season. Really, about this time of year, it really kicks off in earnest. And what you really need to do with your machines is make sure that you've given that two-stroke a few different things. You want to make sure in a two-stroke, whether it's an E-Tech or a carbureted model, get it some fresh plugs every couple of years, maybe three. Fuel filters. You got to get some fuel filters and that stuff. It's surprising what we find in fuel filters when we get them in. And then service that chain case. Make sure it's good and tight and it's got fresh oil in there. Again, make sure the belt's aligned, the track's aligned. You want to make sure when you go out for that ride that you've got the, no issues as far as making it around that whole trail and really enjoy the day.
So what are some of the differences in maintenance schedule between the two-stroke and the four-stroke?
Well, good question. You know what? The two-stroke stuff, we run that stuff at 8,000 RPMs, plugs and fuel filters like we talked about. The four-strokes run lower RPM, although in a Skidoo we're still 500-600,000 RPM. Oil change like your car. I mean, you take your car in, there's a drain plug, oil filter, that kind of thing. We have kits for that where you can buy a 600 or a 900 E-Tech or a 900 four-stroke Ace, even the 900 Turbo, where it's completely in the kit. Take it into your garage, warm it up like you were your car, drop the oil, put everything back in, exactly the right amount of oil in the kit. It's really nice turnkey. Of course, we can do that for you, but we've got these kits that you can do it in your garage at home.
So what kind of time frame are you looking at between oil changes on a four-stroke?
You know what? A four-stroke is, they say 100 hours between oil changes after the initial inspection, which is a lot of time. Every couple of years, you should probably do an oil change because, again, it's pretty tough for some of us to get 100 hours on the course of a year. But you don't want that oil any older than a couple of years sitting on that crank for the summertime. So, you know, a couple of years on that one, a couple of years on the plugs and the fuel filter for the E-Techs. And, hey, we can get you looked after for that preseason inspection over at any one of the three locations at Pines and make sure you're going to make it through the rally.
What are some of the, maintenance items that are commonly overlooked by people that we should just know better?
Commonly overlooked. Track alignments, chain cases are overlooked a lot. One of the things that's really overlooked is we get our software updated almost weekly through our computer system. If you haven't had your E-Tech or your four-stroke hooked to a computer in the last couple of years, there's probably multiple updates that need to be done. Of course, you need to bring it to us to get that hooked up at our store, but you want to make sure you've got the latest and greatest software for fuel economy, longevity, and everything else.
It's just going to make it run better and longer.
That's what we're trying to do. The maintenance means that. You want to make sure you make it through the rally this year and for years to come.
Okay, if you got questions, you need maintenance, get a hold of Pines Power Sports Marine. You can visit any of the showrooms, Nipawin, Prince Albert, or Milford, or head online, pinespsm.com.
Missed an episode? Check out FAQ on demand at ckbi.com.